Voice of America.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you, so stay close and don't go away. Later on today, I'll be talking to the beautiful Chachi Tadesa from Ethiopia. She will be my guest, so don't go away, stay tuned for that. Let's start the ball rolling right now from Nigeria's MC Love featuring Flavor in Osundi Owendi. The original of the song was done by Chief Stephen Osita Osadebe. This is the remix. And right after that, Uganda's Eddie Kenzo will come in with Kanamba Ko, and it's beautiful. And Papa Blue by Kofi Olumide from the Democratic Republic of Congo will top it up. Right now, Osundi Owendi. Oh, I love this one. MC Lo featuring Flavor from Nigeria.
Once again, it's on. You know how we do. MC Lo there, yeah. Flavor in the house.
Osundi Owendi. MC Lo for na Flavor. Osundi.
And I make a no more Naija never. Everybody outside Igbo Yoruba. Make noise anybody on our song. Obuni when I wake because he ever fall. Because me, I want jolly. I no want see anybody Iru de Kamonke. Make me the flex. If you the vex, you be enemy of progress. Onion na soya soba. Onion where you can miss in Russia. Because moon has already go slow. From anybody will go stop me from making my dough. So come close, kind we bangole. Every day supposed to be jolly, 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 jolly.
Asundi Owendi. Asundi Owendi. Asundi Owendi. Asundi Owendi. When I saw a wendy, when you know. Asundi Owendi. Asundi Owendi. Asundi Owendi. If a man and the man do get pulling.
Struggling. God talk saying I'm my year be this. All my enemies go bow down for their knees. But they give it here when right now on our song got some whim. Because nobody go stop me shine. Even devil self no say now my time. Who you go blame? Everybody problems so they be the same. People they we never see food chop. Some food they come out from their mouth and drop. Our destinies they different. You feed the carpenter, others are president. That's why some people they vex. Some they happy say pet they don't rest.
Asundi Owendi.
Asundi Owendi.
Asundi Owendi.
Asundi Owendi.
When I saw Owendi when you know.
Asundi Owendi.
Asundi Owendi.
Asundi Owendi.
Asundi Owendi.
Asundi Owendi.
Asundi Owendi.
Asundi.
Special dedication to Chief Stephen Osita Osadebe. Rest in peace. Inside Records. Now they're going to find your So-So Production.
Whoa, whoa.
chompo mukisanga munjinyo kubanga nawe laba ube watonda ono yasukuruma o mama o mana labika bulunja masofiga face ono mulunji kale
omukono kusaba
peku yeah, yeah.
Singa, lisusu bolingi nini
Selima
Baba Maziko yeah.
Selima
Alphonse Lukundula Papa Olivia
Selima
Ah c'est le beau fambo
Anga imoto pambe anga moto pambe Anga imoni mamwe anga sempe faze Baba tombo pomba beba pinga kanga Pombo nanga esa wana nino kwe abato
Esenga asusu umpasi
Senga
Moto no sako kikozu wa sofa
Senga
Donc moto toi ko iko ningana na yesu fukaka
Senga
Maître le Mabé, joueurs de la guerre.
Pour finir ton île, il y a un
Botika, ils offrent papa Naro qui a sali.
Senga.
Machoa et Pino, Viviana Leia.
Senga.
Tai Tai, Esperanza Fula.
Senga.
Mama Colonel, Moïse.
Anda imoto kame, anda moto kame.
Papa Blue by Koffi Olomide from the Democratic Republic of Congo. And before that, Kanambako by Eddie Kenzo of Uganda. And Osondio Wendy by MC Love featuring Flavor from Nigeria. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African Beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. But don't forget to join me and my guest, Chachi Tadesa, later on in the show. She's from Ethiopia. Oh, she's got a beautiful voice and some lovely music for you. So join me then. But right now, Anything by Cau Dinero from Sierra Leone. And you love to hear it. It's beautiful.
Anything you wish, girl, no worry. girl so hot, she didn't catch me interest. Anytime she come around, every guy begin dress. Just to get attention or try to impress. Cow the general, still a man, she follow. Still we laugh for fake friends who try for Allah. Pretending they breed, try for flash their color. Baby girl by my side, I should have pop the color. Stick with the grill, no time for the hype. False life, she knows cow, no to the type. Far from a fuck nigga, cow also they fight. Protecting my coochie, I vow not to be nice. Word. Secure me territory. We so similar, man. It very sorry. Relax now, the bed. Yeah, I'll make you tell me story. Laugh for this haters, make your act very funny.
Anything you need, girl. Anything you wish, girl.
I told
no
you, girl.
Worry.
Now you one great kid, no. For you sake, my this guy they call low. Been with me since that one great polo. It like you deal with me, no get don't know. All me stress, now you one great kid, no. For you sake, my this guy they call low. Been with me since that one great polo. It like you deal with me, no get don't know. Real talk, now not spend no checking. Anything she requests, provide no question. Treat her like me, my mind, they fend more blessing. Till the end, I promise no stressing. Plus the sex is wild. Just for see you happy, man, can go the extra mile. Yeah, I let you vex her smile. Keep you coat and tie, gangster, she let me
anything
style.
Anything you need, girl. Anything you wish, girl. No worry, that old sweet.
I got you, mama.
Say bye to suffer. I go treat you proper. That thrill, baby.
Check me out, though.
I go get up for you.
Baby, listen, you're not true, Becky. Remember the name of the man, the minute I care. Anything you ask for, I bring with it. You be at this guy, we all of me and I just kicked it. When in a me pocket, so them in just bent it. They wish for make you left me, run and go let it. But God forbid, you always trust the kid. No matter how we sour, you know we must succeed. Cause you find joy with me. King and queen, the crown, don't fit with. No gallon will bring you kind of city. Blood pressure can rise where you wind down, sissy. Beat my sound boy, Richie. Hey, my man, I fuck, I'm well with me. Bring now your finger at the time, don't beat me. Cargo do a man, no matter how more beefy.
Anything you need, girl. Anything you wish, girl. No worry, that old sway you let.
You know what I'm saying? It's payback time.
Anything by Cal De Niro from his album Victory, and Cal is from Sierra Leone. You're listening to Your Super Show again, the African beat on the Voice of America. When I come back, my guest, Chachi Tadese from Ethiopia, will be right here.
The African beat with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
African beats. African beats.
Again, everybody out there, welcome again to Your Super Show, the African beat on the Voice of America. Well, when I started the show today, I told you I'll be having a very, very special guest. And to all my friends out there in Ethiopia, I know you've been listening and you're staying up late, especially those of you at the University of Addis, and you always love to listen to the African beat. Well, I've got something good for you. The beautiful Chachi Tadese from Ethiopia is my guest. Welcome to the African beat, Chachi.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having me.
Wow, you look so pretty.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank
Tell you. Me a little bit about yourself, something that I don't know about.
I'm an artist. I've been doing music close to about 22 years. And I've been living in the United States close to 25 years. I've moved back to Ethiopia now at this moment.
So you moved back to Ethiopia?
Mm-hmm.
You're presently based there?
I'm based in
Ethiopia.
So
what are you doing in the States right now?
I have a company called Chachi International Arts Management Company. It's a PLC. We promote music and sports in Ethiopia. Right now, we need to change the way that the music has been happening in Ethiopia. So we need a strong agency.
When you say change the way the music has been happening, what is different from what the kind of music that they used to play in Ethiopia with what you're doing now?
Well, change. I'm trying to explain to you that we need a strong agency, a music agency, and a management that can manage the artist in a way where they're supposed to be managed 20 years ago. Because I've managed myself, I booked myself as a local in the Ethiopian community. But when I saw myself not really doing well, I started mixing international music, blending it with Ethiopian music and marketing it now in Africa.
That is so good. Okay, now I want to talk about your album, I Am an African.
Mm-hmm. I'm an African.
I just love the title of it, I'm an African. And that could be a whole topic of discussion, you know. Now tell me, what do you mean when you say I am an African?
I'm sending a message to the African people that we have to stay strong wherever we are, whatever we do, if we are lighter skin or blacker skin, and keeping our roots and history together. And since I know you know about this, Ethiopia is the mother of Africa, and we held meetings in Ethiopia once a year. And even though that happened, it's not been promoted well, you know, been taught.
I'm from Sierra Leone, from West Africa, and I can remember when I was a small boy, Emperor Haile Selassie actually visited my country. We were lined up in the streets holding the flag of Ethiopia and the flag of Sierra Leone. Oh, that man was handsome. We were just waving flags. He was, you know, he was
definitely
so powerful.
Yes.
Just the sight of him, you know, was so powerful. Coming back to the song, some of these things happening is not just the way you look at it. People come to this country from different African countries. As soon as they land here, 1 month, 2 months, some of them even change their names. And some of them want to be more Americans than the Americans. And I told them, I say, look, this is not right. As whatever way you look at yourself, you are an African. All right? Okay, now, this is a beautiful song, and I just want us to touch on it a little bit. Let's hear what this beautiful lady and this beautiful voice have got to say in this song, I Am an African. Here we go.
Although we are diversified, we are one people divided. Wherever we are, at home or outside, we must unite as one. We seldom know or realize we're everything others want to be. So be what you are, dignified. We are one people, African. Motherland, Germany and Jamaica,
No matter which country you come from, no matter the color of your skin, what language you speak, what tribe you belong to, we're all Africans.
We are Africans.
I love it. I love it. It's beautiful.
It is the truth.
And this one is, it's for a more wider audience. How are the Ethiopians receiving this?
When I launched my album, that was about a year and a half ago, I did a concert at the Mezcal Square in Addis Ababa. And a lot of people came to watch the show. And we invited 49 ambassadors, African ambassadors. And we had 52 African flag. And the whole show was about Africa. I had a different artist performing, doing an opening for me, but the whole discussion was about Africa.
How were you able to make a breakthrough?
Because they love me, I think, mm-hmm. and they supported me.
You are somebody who loves to work with children.
That's right.
I understand you even have one kid that you're presently taking care of and you're helping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about that kid.
His name is Sisai Shimelis. He's a 7 years old boy, and he was, half of his face was taken by a hyena while he was playing outside around maybe 6:30, and there was no clinic around them, so they had to drive a day and a half to bring him to Addis for to be seen by the doctor, and he lost a lot of blood. It's amazing that he survived. Anyway, even the doctors were not sure he was going to make it. But anyway, after 3 months, the boy survived. But his half of his face, including his nose and his jaw and his teeth, is been broken and taken away. So I've been told that he's not going to get the treatment in Ethiopia, and he needs to go to Europe or to America.
Where is this young boy now?
He's in Pennsylvania, Geisinger Children's Hospital. It's a medical hospital. And they were very, very nice to me. And we've been discussing with them for almost close to 6 months, bringing him over here. And his surgery is going to cost about $100,000.
And so how are you going to get that money?
Well, they sponsor me. They're doing all the medical. Yeah, they help me.
Wow. Well, I wish the young kid all the best, and to you for taking up such a venture. And so you have a song here, Hungry Children.
Mm.
Tell me about this song, Hungry Children. I know when we look across Africa, we see that a whole lot on the television. Everywhere you go, you see hungry kids along the streets of Africa.
That's true. That's true. Well, David, we have that a lot in Ethiopia. I'm not talking about starvation. I'm talking about kids not being in school, kids not being taught the right way, and begging on the street, and not using their time, the kids' time, by playing, but begging. So when I traveled to Ethiopia in 1992, it was the first time after 18 years, So that really bothered me a lot. And so I worked with different NGOs, raising money through my concert music, and bringing back children to their family and school.
So why do you think that is happening? Is it fault of the children, fault of the parents, fault of the government?
I think it's fault of the family, not raising a children in our way. And when you look at it and talk to the family, it's the economy too, in not having a job, not being educated, and there's a many other reasons.
All right, well, let's hear the song. I know it's a cool song. I was listening to it, and I love people to hear you sing it. And so let's get it on with Hungry Children right now.
Bowed to the knee.
Please, don't cry on me. Here, you know, when you save humanity, when you save the children, when you feed the children, you're saving the next generation.
Absolutely.
I see you got so emotional on this one.
I just don't like to see kids really getting hurt.
Well, it's not just in Africa. Everywhere. Every part of the world.
Every part of the world.
You know, my country was at war for 11 years, and after the war, you see kids roaming the streets, begging their daily bread.
Yeah.
You know, it was so brutal in my country. Some of their hands were cut off, their legs were chopped off.
Absolutely.
And
for the things that they don't know, they don't know.
They don't even know what is happening. They didn't even know. They were not even part of what was going on.
Mm-mm.
But thank you for this song. It's a beautiful song. I see you blending your songs. You do a little bit of jazz, you do a little bit of reggae, you know, and blend it with the African flavor. Tell me, why did you decide to go through that route?
Well, I've always worked with many great artists within this past 20 years. This is my sixth album, actually, and five of them were done in Amharic, but they're all done in sukus, in reggae, and traditionally.
And you're starving me of that. I need to get all those albums because African Beat needs to be playing them.
You have to.
Yeah, definitely. We need to share that to other parts of Africa.
Yeah, we have sukus and salsa and so on. So it's basically very much a global rhythm.
Yeah.
But I've worked with many, many great African artists as well. You know, the Western African have this the guitar rhythm. Okay. They're great the melody playing, the great African guitar. So I've always used that sound. I've always used guitar solos in many of my songs.
Okay, I see you have a song, Yandi Yosh Alem.
Yeah, Yandi Yosh Alem.
Yandi Yosh Alem.
Yeah.
I got it right, huh?
Yeah, right.
Aha, you see, I'm beginning to speak a little bit of... So, what does that mean?
Yandi Yosh Alem means the world is one.
It's just like I'm an African.
I'm an African. The world is one. It's like twins, identical twins. Uh-huh. You cannot know which one is which. So the world is the same way. Everyone is the same. It's the same.
We're all one people.
We're all one people.
We might be different colors, different shades, but we are just one people.
We are one people created by God.
Uh-huh. I love this one. I'm beginning to love this one. Even though you're going to be singing, this is in Amharic, right?
That's in Amharic.
Okay, let's get it out. Yandi Yosh Alem. Let's hear this one. I'm sure the people out there are going to be so excited. And I love to dedicate this one to... I have some fans in the University of Addis. They're always sending me letters, you know, and so I'm dedicating this one to all of them out there. I know they'll be listening. They sent me a letter one time. They say, David, we don't go to sleep because we want to hear the African beat. Because whenever African beat plays at night, when it's late in the night, there in Ethiopia. So let's get this one. Yandi Yosh Alem. Nandi Yoshalem, I love this one. And you know, this one made you move because you are one Ethiopian that I have seen that did not actually give me the shoulder dance, because all my Ethiopian artists that I've got, they actually taught me how to do the shoulder dance. Can you do it?
You know, I'm singing a song that's not giving me
that is not giving you that beat, okay?
Shoulder, beat.
All right. I know one day you will give me that.
I'm sure.
Definitely. But I love it. It's beautiful. And I love
Thank
the way you move.
Thank
Woo.
You.
I love to see you on stage. You'll be moving from one end to the other.
Experience, you know. Experience.
All right. And so now, let's talk about the young generation. Most of the... what is happening now, we have young stars that are coming up that have talents, you know, they want to be artists, big stars, names like Chachi. But what is happening? The traditional beats from Africa, is it losing its roots? Are we losing that root? Because most times now when we listen to the young generation, what happened with the music, they tend to go more hip-hop, more Western. So what do you think is happening in that area?
Well, David, what are we listening now? What is really being pushed out and international sound music is more hip-hop and R&B and hard rock and so on. It's very difficult, like you've been promoting African music through Voice of America, and maybe some other station might play some African music. But when you travel all over the world, except Africa, you don't listen that much African music. So the new generation now trying to make it into the international sound, or being recognized by the record companies or by the booking agency as well. So most our artists, especially the Western country, African music has been changed so much into hip-hop and rap. And now these days you listen on the internet and you Google music and listening more into American kind
yeah.
of sound. You know?
Well, what I would say is... why don't we have the blend? You know, okay, we have hip-hop and we have hip-life. Like Ghana can do hip-life, and even Nigeria, they can do hip-life, and Sierra Leone. Okay, but I'm not sure we need to forget that root, where we came from. Because if we want to look at history, in America today, they can go 56 years back and tell you what it used to be. Most of the songs that are coming out right now, they're going back to the old school,
yeah.
taking what was done in yesteryears and try to tune it into today's kind of beat.
Sound, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So they're actually not forgetting completely. So should our own young generation forget completely, or should
I don't
they try
think
to get
so.
That blend?
I don't think so, but it's how you promote it and how you... teaching the young artists to focus more on our own African sound. And again, I mean, in Ethiopia, I just moved a year ago, and what I listen is more hip-hop. Every station, radio station, plays more hip-hop and R&B, more rap. So, and that is what we're pushing other music into our community, in our own country. So I've been really confused about that. I mean, 10 years ago wasn't like that. In every station plays traditional music. And then, you know, we have a great artist now, like Mahmoud Ahmed and Aster and so on, those are like cultural musicians. But you don't listen to them anymore. I think that's the main problem we're facing now.
Okay, well, let's talk about you. You've been out of Ethiopia for a very long time, and you've gone back for just a year. So how is life back there, and compared to when you were here some 25 years ago?
You know, what has really helped me to move, to make that decision to go back, taking my family. I have a 6-year-old daughter. She was born in the United States. Is because... I've been traveling back and forth to Ethiopia since 93. And I tell you, 93 until 2000, I mean, Ethiopian it wasn't that what it is today. You know, it was. But I've really promoted my music. I've promoted sports. There was no gym when I, you know, 93, 94, there was no place where you can work out except a couple of hotels. So I taught a couple of girls to do aerobics, and we opened up a gym where girls can come, just aerobics for women. And we have taught, you know, many Ethiopian women.
I understand you also do your outfits.
I do yoga as well.
Then what are you? You're a musician, you're a designer, you're a teacher. What are you, Chachi? Tell me.
Well, you know, life is so short. You know, we all go so fast. So I like to put myself in different... I don't put myself as an artist, just a singer, but I like to see myself creating artistically, designing and sports and yoga. I mean, you know.
So in one word, you are an artist.
Artist.
In everything.
That's why I call it Chachi International Arts Management.
There we go. And Chachi, I'm sure your name has got a meaning, because the other day I was doing a program and we're talking about names in Africa. What's the meaning of Chachi?
Nothing.
Nothing. It's just Chachi.
Chachi is like Mimi and Nini and Tutu and Titi. And
okay, well, I'm sure Enoch was right about that, and so we get that. But you want to say hi to all your people out there in Ethiopia and those who will be listening to you via this program, and your company or whatever you're doing out there. Say hello to them. And don't forget your daughter, please. Call her name. I want to hear her name.
Oh, Cleopatra Salomon.
Whoa. Tell me about
Isn't that
it.
Nice?
She's growing up to be a very powerful woman. Oh my goodness, Cleo! If you're listening, this
Cleo
is a special
Patra
one from
Salomon.
Me.
Yes, and I love to say thank you so much for supporting me all these years by buying my CD and supporting me and loving me. And thank you so much. I love you all, and keep listening to my music. Keep listening to David. He's a great guy, and I just met him.
Well, that's African Beat. As long as you're an African and you play some good music, bring it here. African Beat will push it out. We say thanks to the Voice of America for creating this. I also want to thank you for accepting my invitation, actually, coming over here. And let's do this wonderful show together. And I just want to wish you all the best. But if people around the world who will be listening to you right now want to buy your CD, how can they get it?
Well, you can go on Hohetetesfa, Hohetetesfa, Hohetetesfa.org, and you can purchase.
You'll be able to get a copy of it.
Yes.
All right. Well, with that, I want to thank you all guys very much. And this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank Chachi. He's got one more track to give us before she leaves. But it's been a pleasure having you out here. And on behalf of my executive producer, Matthew Lavoy, and all my engineers
from
radio, TV, Anycast, Ted Schneider, Jackson, and all the guys out there. I see Gino is always out there. He's always out there with me. Well, till then, I'm David Vandy from the Voice of America, bidding you so long as I leave you right now with Chachi in One Day. Let's go and talk anything about it. Just do it.
Talking about the day we've been all waiting for, yeah. Zion away.
One day all my people will be free. One day we break the bonds of mental slavery. No more living in poverty.
No
more corruption. No more misery. No more worry about you and me. One day our children will dance and sing. One day our elders will shout and chant. Let freedom bell ring. Let freedom bell ring. Freedom bell ring. no more living in poverty, no more corruption, no more misery, no more worry about you and me. One day our children will dance and sing. One day our elders will shout and chant. Let freedom bury.
Let it ring.
Let freedom bury.
When Babylon will have to burn, no more wickedness, yo. Better than now. No worries, no suffering, no more sorrow. Only good vibes are flow, yo. In the promised land, the place called Zion. No religion, no class, no segregation. We righteousness prolong, your ultimate plan. Give praises to the conquering lion, yeah. Shut no bus on that day, no way. Nobody no fuss on that day, no way. Children no cry on that day, no way. All who have wings are gonna fly away.
Just oneness, you know?